Clay Wilson joins us now from Tokyo. Konbanwa, good evening, Clay.
Konnichiwa, kia ora Karen, how are you?
Very good. That was an emotional win for Fiji.
Yeah, I think even as New Zealand fans, it's hard to begrudge Fiji, especially with what they're going through back in Fiji at the moment. I think that was very evident and people were very aware of that here, even in the stands, the other members of the media here, all very aware of that, and the team to beat really throughout this tournament. So hard to begrudge them taking away that title, definitely the better team in the final, and still a great result for a New Zealand team who were coming off a pretty disappointing result at the Rio Games in 2016.
Quite high numbers though, Fiji 24, New Zealand 12.
Yeah, I think it was 4-2 in the end, and actually Fiji led 12-0 quite early, got 2 tries up, and then New Zealand just scored on half-time to bring it back to 19-12 and keep themselves in touch, but just couldn't get enough ball and get in the right parts of the field to do what they needed to do. And Fiji's defence, as well as their attack that they're well known for, was supreme tonight and ultimately deserves to win that title and win back-to-back Olympic titles and gold medals.
So 2 silver medals for New Zealand today.
That's right. Of course, earlier today we had our rowing team, one of our strongest sports, in fact, our most successful Olympic sport in history, picking up their first medal of these games in the women's double scull with Brooke Donoghue and Hannah Osborne, beaten by Romania, but the Romanian crew were very dominant in that division, and a gutsy effort from the New Zealand crew to win silver. So we're starting to get going. Hopefully a few more is going to start to roll in as the next few days come by.
I saw the tennis today. We're doing well in the tennis. We're in the semi-finals for the men's doubles.
That's correct. Yeah, I think it's perhaps a sport that's gone a little bit under the radar here, but we've got Michael Venus and Marcus Daniel, who are two very well-ranked players in the international doubles circuit and perhaps just flew under the radar of a few people in that doubles and have made their way through to the semi-finals. So either way, they're potentially going to play for a medal there, and who knows what happens in their semi-final match. Could end up in a gold medal match and be winning a gold or silver medal that perhaps not many people expected. So, yeah, one to definitely look out for in the coming days when they do play that semi-final.
Yeah, who are they playing, Clay? Who's next for them?
To be honest, Karen, I actually can't tell you. I've been fully immersed in sevens today out here at Tokyo Stadium, the same venue where I spoke to you from during the 2019 Rugby World Cup. I'm almost standing in the exact same spot outside the stadium here.
Right.
So fully immersed in that from start to finish today, an early start, and just coming past 7 o'clock here in Tokyo local time. So a long day, but you know, worth it to watch that New Zealand team and a great final and see Fiji get what is, you know, a great win for them in that country this time.
What's it like being in the stadium when there's nobody there in the audience?
Yeah, there was a few more people around tonight. Athletes have been coming, the athletes that are playing that sport across the other side of the stand tonight. We saw a few teams scattered around to watch the medal matches, and then members of the media and other officials around actually saw a few Fiji flags waving in the crowd there. So there is a little bit of atmosphere, and they've got the music going here at the Sevens in the stadium. But of course, a big, huge stadium like that, it can be a bit cavernous with no one around. It is a little bit bizarre, but still, Once the sport starts, I guess you're focused on that and just, you know, enjoying the spectacle of what those athletes are producing.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's 22 past 10 here. It must be about 22 past 7 there. What's on your agenda tomorrow? You're going back to the hotel now, are you, and then back into it tomorrow?
Yep, yeah, that's sort of the daily routine, back to the hotel and get some kai in and a good night's sleep every night to be recharged for the next day. And I think tomorrow we've got Luca Jones back in action at the canoe slalom course, and then we've got our rowers who are gunning for more medals out at the rowing venue there. So on water events for us tomorrow here in Tokyo, and looking out for hopefully some more medals, especially from our rowers who have got themselves going, and of course are expected to bring home a few medals for New Zealand, hopefully.
The weather looked great today. Is it good weather there tomorrow?
It's hard to say. I'm looking up at the sky now and I can actually think I can see some some lightning and a bit of cloud around. The weather has been a little bit fickle, but hot every day. Certainly running around to do live crosses, and we have to move out of the stadium here. We can't be inside the stadium to talk to the likes of you and the other programmers we have. So you certainly work a sweat up with the heat and the humidity doing that. And it is just that time of the year here in Japan where the weather is like that. So no matter what weather, even if it was raining yesterday, and we still had that very muggy sort of dry heat. So I think one of the Sevens players described it the other day, like the heat just sits on you. So bad enough for us just running around doing our duties, but you can imagine being a Sevens player, or we've seen the triathletes and the cyclists, you know, pushing their bodies to the limit in this heat. It really is just brutal this time of the year here.
Maybe being a sports reporter could be an Olympic sport.
Yeah, well, we don't have a gym in our hotel, but I certainly think my fitness is still being given a little bit of a workout, coming up and down flights of stairs and running around in and out of taxis and buses. But it's, I certainly can't complain to be here and have the privilege of covering an Olympic Games, my first one, and it's certainly been an enjoyable experience so far, and hopefully we'll get to see more great events like we saw here at the Tokyo Stadium tonight.
Fantastic, Clay. Wonderful to talk to you. Have a good night.
Same to you. Thanks, Karen.
That's Clay Wilson, RNZ sports reporter in Tokyo.